In a significant development for the community, Muslim marriages are now officially recognized in South Africa. The Department of Home Affairs says it has issued 33 South African marriage certificates, marking a historic first for Muslim unions in the country. This change comes as the department updated its internal systems to ensure that marriages between members are formally acknowledged. To discuss this further, we are joined online by Minister of Home Affairs, Deanne Schreiber. Minister, welcome to VOC and thanks so much for taking the time out to discuss this important and big development with our community.
Hi Rahima and hi to the listeners. It's great to be with you.
So could you begin by explaining the significance of this new reprint option for Muslim couples and what the term recognition entails in practical terms?
Yes, so I think it's important to start with a big picture on this one, given that this really is an historic milestone. I mean, the listeners will of course be aware of legal cases that have come in this regard. And I mean, really, if you look at the highest level, the fact that the contribution of the Muslim community to South Africa goes back more than 350 years, and yet here we are 30 years into democracy, and now we're finally able to say that we're able to give this kind of recognition. And I think for me, that is just personally really an honor to having come in quite recently to make sure that we make this a reality. And that we can provide that dignity. We've been saying that Home Affairs has a critical role to play in delivering dignity, and that includes the dignity of Muslim South Africans. So I think at the high level, that's really worth celebrating. And then, yes, you're right. Of course, the we should just chat about the details and what this means exactly. So I think the first important point to make is that this is a Home Affairs marriage certificate that you can obtain on the basis of the nikah certificate that you would have gotten. So basically what would be required is to go to Home Affairs, speak to the marriage officer at the front office, make sure that you've got the certificate, you've got the IDs from both spouses, etc. You know, the really the normal process. And then you get that certified, you get it confirmed at Home Affairs, and you will actually be issued now, in terms of the change we've made to the internal system, with a marriage certificate that specifies the type of marriage as a Muslim marriage. So that really is a form of recognition through the Home Affairs certificate of the nikah and the ceremony and the entire traditional process that led up to it. And I think that's really the great part of the outcome here.
Indeed, it certainly is. Like we mentioned, it is a historic moment for Muslim marriages to be officially recognized, especially considering you just mentioned that the community has contributed so much to South Africa. But why do you think it took over 300 years to reach this point?
That's a big question, and I think historians will probably be best placed to answer it. But I think, you know, it's been really unfortunate that a lot of this has had to go even more recently through court cases and a really sort of adversarial approach. I think it's the shift has certainly been taking place in Home Affairs, and you know, there have been circulars issued. There have certainly been attempts from Home Affairs to comply and give this recognition to the community. But of course, I mean, it was the outcome, unfortunately, of a really long court process. What I'm hoping now, of course, is that we can turn the page. You know, 350 years, including the 30 years of democracy, is simply too long. But what we need to do now is to really enable people to get the recognition that they deserve. And that's why I said also in the statement where we announced this, that people are very welcome to visit Home Affairs and get reprints done of the existing Home Affairs marriage certificates. If that does not reflect the fact that it is a Muslim marriage, they can go and get a reprint and get that updated. So I think that is a really important way in which we can redress, actually, the point you make, where there are people who've been married for many years without the proper recognition, and now they're able to actually get that done as well retroactively. And I'm really hoping that restores, as I said, that sense of dignity of where people can actually get that enabling document that means so much to all of us, the marriage certificate that recognizes not only our faith, but also, of course, our commitment to our partners.
I think a lot of questions that also came up was with regards to people that are obviously been married for many years. So what you're basically saying is that you can just bring your past nikah certificate and then get a reprint that will be available. So it's yes. not just for future marriages.
Yes. That's exactly right. And it's an important point of the redress that we want to enable here. So that's exactly what you can do. Our system has been amended to enable that to take place. As I say, there are some of the basic requirements that you will always need for interactions at Home Affairs: your ID number, taking your ID with you, and making sure that you've got all the documents. But of course, we've also seen cases where some members of the Muslim community are experiencing challenges with the registration of marriages retroactively, where spouses have passed on in the meantime, of course. And so that's why the directive to our offices is that when the surviving spouse approaches the office to register their marriage as a Muslim marriage, even though their partner may have passed away, we've directed that the application must be received with those relevant documents. It's then sent to head office, and the amendment will be made on the system. So even if you've lost your spouse in the meantime, because unfortunately of how long this has taken, we've given you the avenue of now correcting it, even might be many years down the line. And I think that's a really important part of the story here as well.
Mm-hmm. And then, Minister, are there any costs involved with getting this reprint done?
Yes, the reprint in general is 20 Rand. I wish we could, in so many cases, waive costs completely. But unfortunately, everyone knows that Home Affairs is in a really dire financial position and we need to get out of it. Unfortunately, that cost is there. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping that in most cases, the value of the certificate, the dignity that it brings, will be something that can be justified in terms of the cost of the reprint.
For Muslim men, Muslim men are allowed to have more than one wife. How does this new classification maybe address polygamous unions? And then also, in the case of divorce, will this recognition affect the rights of children with regards to the distribution of estate, especially in families that have multiple spouses?
Yes. So on the one point, we are busy going through a process now with the marriage bill, so an amendment that would be much broader than just this particular recognition, and that will deal with questions around polygamous marriages, for example. What we're saying at the moment is that, of course, we need for this reprint or for the document to be printed as a Muslim marriage certificate, we do need consent, of course, from the spouses involved. But I think we need a bigger discussion actually in South Africa about how to deal with this specific issue. And that's currently taking place through the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs. And what I would say is that I would really encourage also the Muslim community to make sure that your voice is heard, that you participate in that process, so that we can iron out all of these details that would require more than what we've done now. This is a directive. It's a technical change we can make to accommodate the need and the aspirations of the community. But to make the bigger changes, of course, we are guided by the law. And so if the law needs to change, that's something that will have to take place through the Portfolio Committee.
Just one final question before we conclude. Couples who choose not to have the reprint done, will there be any change on how the union is viewed or treated legally in South Africa?
Well, I'm not sure, because, of course, the purpose of the reprint would be to enable that recognition of the nikah certificate in the first instance. So I wouldn't be able to completely answer the question again, given how broad the law and legal application here is. It goes beyond what Home Affairs is able to do in this particular change. So I would say, if this is a possibility in your case, please make use of the opportunity so that there's no question around it, so that you have the confidence that you've got the certificate from Home Affairs. It lists correctly the details that you want on there. And I suppose in general, that's always the safer way to go about it when we are still in a space of some uncertainty.
For VOC News, I am Rahima McLean.